Coming up on Hands on iOS, it is time to get things done. It's time for a deep dive with reminders for iOS. Hands on iOS is brought to you from Twit's LastPass Studios. You're focused on security, but are your employees? LastPass can ensure that they are by making access and authentication seamless, whether employees are working in the office or remotely. Visit LastPass.com/Twit to learn more.
This is Twit.
This episode of Hands on iOS is brought to you by ExpressVPN. Protect your online privacy with one click. For 3 extra months free with a 1-year package, go to expressvpn.com/HOI. If you're anything like me, you are struggling to get things done. Or maybe you get them done, but you get them done later than what you were hoping you would get them done. Or you get around to it at some point. Maybe you're procrastinating a little bit. Maybe some of the things fall off of the list, whatever it happens to be. And I want to talk about an app that you already have on your iPhone and iPad for that matter that can help you get things done. It's Reminders for iOS, and it's probably a lot more powerful than you realize. So when you launch Reminders for iOS, you're going to be greeted with this screen. There are different categories, including Today, Scheduled, All, and Flagged. And they're a little self-explanatory, but as you might imagine, the Today list is going to have all of the to-dos that you need to complete for the day. Scheduled is going to be things that you need to complete in the future at some point. All will show you all of your to-do items, and flagged will be ones that you have flagged. Below that is a set of lists, including to-do, family, and reminders. That family list is a very special one because if you have family sharing turned on, then that list is synced across the entire family. So you can have a family task list that you can use to make sure that your family completes chores or does the dishes or goes to the grocery store. Whatever it happens to be, that can help you with making sure you complete the tasks as necessary. In the bottom left, you have the new reminder button, which of course lets you create a new reminder, as you might imagine. And in the bottom right is the add list button, which helps you create a new list, which you can name whatever you want. So outside of family, those other lists are just personal lists for you. In the top right corner is the edit button, and this lets you choose what lists, what filters you want to have at the top and rearrange them as you want to. So for me, I think I would want all to be at the top of my list because that filter is going to be the one that shows all of the different to-dos that I have. But you can see too that there is an assigned to me filter, and that is special because that works with the family list, meaning that this task is not for me, but was assigned to me by someone. So I will turn that on, even though currently I don't have that. Down in the bottom left corner, you can see now there's an add group option, not just add list, and you can remove lists using the red circle next to the list options below. And of course, that checkbox in the top left turns them on and off. If you've been following along with my Hands on iOS episodes, then you know that those three lines on the right side are options for rearranging list items. So tapping and holding and moving up or down lets you change the position of those items. So what do I see here? But the I button, the information button, I'm going to tap on that under to do, and you can see that you can name it however you want to. You can change the color of the list, and you can change the icon. So maybe I want my to do list to be exclamation points, and I want it to be a nice green color. I'll go ahead and tap done, and now that list has been changed and reflected with this new to-do item. Now, in the bottom left corner, I'm going to tap on add group, and this is a filtering option. So I can call this group, say, production, and this would be for all of the possible to-do items that have to do with production items. So I'll tap on include, and then I choose which of these lists I would want to include in that group. So we would add to do and we would add reminders. And you can see there in the right, there is the option to rearrange those as I needed to. I go back, I tap create, And now, on top of having to-do, reminder, and family, there is now a group called production. I'll tap done, and you can see now that I can tap that disclosure triangle to make to-do and reminders appear or disappear. I don't need that, so I'm actually going to tap on that edit in the top right corner and remove production. And you can see that it pops up. Are you wanting to remove just that group, or do you want to remove the lists within that group? Well, I just want to get rid of the group. Now I can tap done, and I am back to the main screen. Now you see that I've got these filters at the top, all today, scheduled, flagged, and assigned to me. But let's make some magic happen by creating a reminder. I tap on new reminder in the bottom left-hand corner. And you can already see that there are many options available just from tapping that new reminder button. We'll start by giving it a title. So let's call this Record Hands on iOS. And you can see there that it's starting to give you some suggestions based on what you type in the list. So when would I want this to be done? Well, probably today, so, you know, too late for this one, but let's say for the next episode, this is, you know, next week, and I want this to be in to-do, so I'll tap that plus icon to the right there, and then I'm going to leave the rest of it alone because it is something that I want to, well, and in fact, I think, let me check the calendar here. Let's see what 9/16 is. Turns out that's a week from today, which is what I would want, so I can tap on that. And it automatically creates that to-do item for September 16th. I can add notes here. So I could say brainstorm. And we can say the episode is about how to scramble the perfect egg. Question mark? Because that's probably not what the episode's going to be about. But we'll go with that for now. And then I can choose details. And this is where it gets really exciting. So we'll tap on details and look at all of these options, folks. There are so many options. The first thing is the date. So right now I'm just saying that on Wednesday, September 16th, I want a notification saying that I want to complete this reminder on that day. But maybe there's a certain time at which I want this reminder to bug me. I tap the switch to turn that on. And I choose the time. Well, go ahead and bug me at 09:00 a.m. And your date picker may look a little different than this. By the time this episode comes out, we will be right on the cusp of the introduction of iOS 14. So within about a week or two, you will likely have a similar date picker. But until then, you can use those normal swipey uppy down date picker to choose the right time. So we'll say 9 a.m. I want to be reminded about this. Then, if this was a repeating reminder, which in this case it would be, I want to be reminded every week to record an episode of Hands on iOS, I'll choose repeat. And right now it's set to never, meaning that this is a one-time task. But I want this to happen. Look, it even goes as far as choosing bi-weekly, weekly, monthly, every 3 months, every 6 months, yearly, and custom options if I want to set it to hourly, every what? 1 hour, 2 hour, 3 hour, etc. Daily, every 1 day, 2 day. You, what I'm saying here is that you can get really in depth to make the perfect reminder exactly how you want it. I'm going to choose weekly. And when do I want to end this repeat? Meaning, when do I want to stop being reminded of this? I'm going to leave that as never because I do want to continue to be reminded about that. Now, these reminders can be triggered by other things than just dates. Dates are one of the options, but you can also have the reminder triggered by a location. This episode of Hands on iOS is brought to you by ExpressVPN. Using the internet without ExpressVPN is like going to the bathroom and not closing the door. Your internet service provider knows every website you visit. ExpressVPN creates a secure, encrypted tunnel between your device and the internet so your online activity can't be seen. Fire up the app, click one button, and you're protected. I have used ExpressVPN to watch the British version of The Circle on BBC iPlayer, so if you're like me and believe believe your online activity is your business, secure yourself by visiting expressvpn.com/HOI today. Use the exclusive link expressvpn.com/HOI, and you can get an extra 3 months free. That's expressvpn.com/HOI. So I can tap on location to turn that on, and you see a notification that pops up that says, hey, you do not have your precise location enabled. That is so I don't accidentally tell everybody where I live. So I'm going to choose not now. But if you had your precise location turned on, you would be able to say, when I arrive or leave my home, when I arrive or leave at work, when I'm getting in the car or getting out of the car. And of course, you can use just whatever your current location is. Now, with the home and work locations, those are things that you give to iOS to let it know where you live, where you work, and you can use that. It just basically saves those addresses and those GPS coordinates within your phone. But the getting in and getting out of the car option, those are based on two technologies, Bluetooth and or CarPlay. You can use CarPlay in your car to be a way for the phone to know that you are entering your car. You get in your car, you plug it in, or you use CarPlay wirelessly, and it knows that you are in your car. Then it will use that information to provide you with a trigger here for a reminder, which I find this super handy. I don't have CarPlay in my car, but I do have a Bluetooth car stereo. And so what it does is it says, you've connected to the car stereo because car stereos have special Bluetooth profiles that let the phone know you're connecting to a car. And when that is connected, go ahead and let me know about this reminder. So I love this because I can set it to say, hey, when I am getting out of my car and about to go inside my house, please remind me that I need to do blank. Or when I'm getting in my car, remind me that I need to go to this place. And that's super handy. So if you want to set those up, that is one way of making that happen. So I'm going to tap work here. And if I hit that eye in the bottom right, it would let you see that location and let you choose whether it is arriving at home or arriving at work or leaving work. So you can set that up for whether you're leaving or arriving. It doesn't matter. That's kind of your choice. So sometimes there's instead of saying when I arrive at home, I need to be reminded that when I leave work, I need to go to the grocery store before I go home. I'm going to turn off location because I am not going to be using that feature. And then the next one is a trigger for messaging. This is a very handy one too, because maybe you are having a conversation with someone and they say, hey, can you let Uncle Jill know that Billy needs to have his teeth cleaned? And so that's a very strange one, but just roll with me here. And for some reason, you have to be the one to let them know. You can set up a reminder that, hey, next time I'm texting Uncle Jill, send me a little boop, a little notification on my phone letting me know that I need to tell them about Billy's dental needs. So I would turn that on. And then I can choose the person, and I'm not going to do that because it'll show contact information, but I would tap choose person, and I'd get to choose from a list of people. You can search your contacts and find the right one. And then a notification is going to pop up right whenever that person is being texted. So in this case, with a reminder for recording the next episode of Hands on iOS, I might set it up so that next time I am messaging, I guess, my partner to remind me that I'm recording Hands on iOS at this time, so I could let him know, hey, I'm going to be recording at this time, so make sure that you don't open and close the garage door to make the dogs bark. And then lastly within this are some options for kind of customizing and adding more information to this reminder. There's the flag option, which you'll remember from before, the groups that are set up, and there's one that's for flag. And so you can flag this to say, this is particularly important. This is an incredibly important reminder. And then priority. So I can say, this is a high priority reminder and kind of sort those accordingly. And then I can choose to add an image. So if I know that I'm going to be doing an episode on, let's say, the iPad keyboard, I can say, take a photo, and then I'll take a photo of the iPad keyboard like so, and then choose use photo. And now that photo is added to this reminder, and I can add multiple photos if I want to, and those will be part of the reminder when it pops up. And then lastly, a URL. So in this case, we would do twit.tv/HOI, like so. Now I've got that reminder put in place with a URL, with an image. I've flagged it. I've set a priority. And so what this says is, on Wednesday, September 16th at 9 a.m., remind me that I need to record an episode of Hands on iOS. Repeat this every single week and never stop repeating it. I don't care where I am, what location I'm at, whether I'm getting in and or out of my car. And it doesn't matter who I'm messaging or not messaging. And make sure that this is flagged so that I know it's super important, but then also set it as a high priority so that I know it's super, super important, and show me this image as well as give me this link to the URL. So you can actually start to see the benefit of these, because it goes past just, you know, popping in a URL. Maybe you have an upcoming meeting, a Google Hangout or a Zoom meeting. You could pop that Zoom meeting into this reminder that says, I've got this reminder at this time. I've got this Zoom meeting at this time. That URL will automatically pop up. I can go there. I know a lot of people have used this for like concert tickets, which we're not doing a lot of right now, but maybe shoe drops would be a better idea. You know that the shoes are coming at this time, or the new iPhone is coming at this time, and you want to make sure that you've got that pre-order set up. You could set up a reminder that pops that URL up for you. You tap on it. You're right there in Safari. You're ready to roll. I'm going to tap on the back button under New Reminder just to make sure that I've got everything set up exactly how I want to. I've got the title, I've got the note, I've got all of those details plugged in, and I've decided to put it in the to-do list. Now I can choose Add. Now I have a reminder, and you can see that it pops up in all, because of course that's all reminders. There's the URL right there. Look, it even gave a URL preview, as well as the photo, which I could tap on to see the full size of the photo. It's got three exclamation marks next to it, letting me know that this is a very important priority. It's also flagged, so it's also important there. And it lets me know what it is, when it's going to happen, and what I should be doing with it. It's also in scheduled, because it is a scheduled reminder. And it's in flagged, because it is a flagged reminder. It's in the to-do area, so I know that it goes there. Now, there's one more thing that I want to show you, and that is if you are part of family sharing. If I tap on family, and I choose to create a new reminder, then I could start to type in the reminder. But I do want to point out, too, that before I tapped new reminder on the main screen, and that showed one type of control. But this time, I tapped into family first, and then chose to hit new reminder. That's going to give me some different options. And what is that I spy in the top right corner? Is that my favorite button? Is that the more button? It is. If I tap on that, you're going to see that it gives you the same controls that you had before. So I could choose to share this list with other people, meaning that anyone who has access to this list with iCloud would be able to access it and make edits to it. I can select certain reminders within this and say, yes, I've completed all of these. I can show reminders that I've completed that are hidden. I can completely delete the list, or if I tap in the top, name and appearance, there's where I go to adjust family. You know, family, I feel, is purple or maybe like a light blue. Family is too soft for it to be that color. So we'll choose this as family. And now I'll tap new reminder. Let's call this Don't Forget the Eggs. You can see that it pops up the suggestions down here this time, so it's a bit of a different UI. But then there are also these icons in the bottom. The one in the bottom left is for calendar, so you can set the date and the time. Then there's location reminders, so if I tap on that, you can choose when I'm arriving home, when I'm arriving at work, when I'm getting in the car. And tapping on those will also let you say when I am getting in the car or getting out of the car. I can go ahead and tap on flag. If I want to flag this one, I can add a photo very easily, and I can set a date, which would be, let's go with this weekend. That sounds good. And now if I tap on I in the top right, what I can do is turn off location, because it's not about location. It's just about date. and I could pop in a note and a URL there in the top. And this is where it also gets interesting. There's an option for something called subtasks. And I think this is very important to understand. So there are some tasks that you have where completing the task is as simple as not forgetting the eggs. But what if you have a task called bake a cake? And baking the cake involves baking the cake itself, baking the frost, or rather mixing the frosting, making the frosting, decorating the cake, cutting up the cake, eating the cake. Well, then you would need subtasks. So I can tap on subtasks there and choose to add a reminder within this reminder. So I called it don't forget the eggs, but let's go with, you know, make a cake. So we start with gather ingredients, bake the cake, make the frosting, cut the cake, eat the cake. And now we jump out of details, and you can see that all of these tasks are included with this, and they will need to be marked off in order for this task, which we're going to call make a cake instead, make a cake. And we will say, let's call it chocolate cake. And then it comes from ingredient or cakerecipes.com. Maybe don't go there because I don't know what that site actually leads to, but we're just going to call it cakerecipes.com. And this is on Saturday, September 12th that I want this to happen. It doesn't need a priority. It's not that important. It's in the list family. I could add a photo if I had a photo of a cake. I can tap done. And now you see it pops up here. Oh, golly, that started to show me a URL preview of the cakerecipes.com. And you can see that I've got all of these options in here, including gathering ingredients, baking the cake. So if I were to tap done, if I were to tap the checkbox next to make a cake, it will mark all of those subtasks as done too. And now it goes away. I have to tap in the top right and choose show completed. I can undo that and I can choose hide completed. And now I can start to mark these as done slowly. And when I get to the last one, then of course that task itself is completed and I can choose to remove it by tapping done. So now that task has been completed and I've still got that flagged and scheduled task that comes later. So that's important to understand that each of these pages will have individual UIs. And if you kind of want the all-encompassing UI, then tapping new reminder while you are on this main screen is the best way to sort between those reminders. But if you want a reminder stored in a specific location, family, to do, or reminders, or a list that you create yourself, then you tap into that list first, then tap new reminder, and you can see that it pops up here. Tapping the I button lets you add more information, add those details and things like that. And then I'm going to go ahead and mark record hands on iOS done, even though that's for next week, so that I can get that gone and show that I've got all of my tasks, maybe, completed here. Oh, I see. So I was wondering why it wasn't disappearing. That's because it jumped to the one for next week. So you can see now it's on 9:30 instead of the ones that came before it. And so it will remind me on those dates to record those episodes. So that's a very handy way to make sure that repeating reminders are always available on the weeks that they are meant to be, and that even though the current reminder is gone, I still do have those in the future. The last thing that I want to show you is, just as I did with the Notes app, the settings that are available within the Settings app for iOS for reminders. So we launch the Settings app and we scroll down until we come to Reminders. We tap on that. And here are the options. The first one is allow reminders to access Siri and search. That means that Siri will be aware of reminders and you can use Siri to set up new reminders, but also that when you are searching, you can come across your reminders in that search feature. The accounts option. So you can choose to have those reminders or to-dos from your different accounts. So they'll sync from iCloud, from Gmail, from Windows, you know, which is Live or Hotmail or whatever it currently is, and all those different kinds of email servers, which already do reminders or to-dos of their very own. The default list that you want, so when you create a reminder and you don't put it in a specific list, it will automatically drop into reminders instead of to-do or family, but you could change that. And then any all-day reminders. So you remember whenever I first said, remind me on this day, and I didn't give a specific time, it asks, what time do you want to be reminded on that day? And so I would set a time, which is 9 a.m. And you can set up any default. So maybe your time is noon or 2 or something like that. So you can choose to have that set. So that way, even if there's no specific time, this is the time that would come in. And then an option to show as overdue. So if you need a little bit of a push, a little UI push, a little bit of a guilt, then show as overdue is the thing that you want to leave enabled, because it says that as soon as the next day, if you have not marked off that reminder, then it starts to show it as overdue. And it will kind of say, hey, you haven't finished this thing. And then last but not least is assigned reminders. And so, as I said, if you're in a family or someone assigns a reminder to you, then you will receive notifications saying, hey, this is your thing to do, and you'll get a notification for that. But if you don't want to, then you can toggle on the mute notifications option. Folks, this has been another episode of Hands on iOS. I do hope you enjoy these in-depth looks at the default apps that are available on iOS. They are incredibly powerful and have quite a few features once you get to digging into them. But of course, there are third-party apps that rock just as much. My favorite reminder to-do app is definitely Due, D-U-E, and I use that all the time. But if you're wanting to, you know, save money, or if you don't need more than just kind of the default features, and frankly, a little bit more than just the default features, then the Reminders app for iOS is a great choice. I think it is powerful and has a lot built into it. So I hope that I was able to kind of give you some of that information. Thank you for tuning in. If you have questions that you want answered, you just send those to handsoniOS@twit.tv, and I will be happy to answer those. Of course, we love it when you subscribe to the show. Head to twit.tv/HOI, where you can subscribe in any format, both audio and video, across all the different podcast platforms. And if you are not wanting to subscribe there, instead you're watching me on YouTube, well, make sure you hit that subscribe button, youtube.com/handsoniOS. Hit that subscribe button, hit the like button on this video, if you will, and of course, hit the bell if you want to be alerted anytime a new episode is available. But of course, as I mentioned, twit.tv/HOI will get you that episode as soon as it's published. Thanks for tuning in, and I will catch you next time on Hands on iOS.
Be sure to check out the other shows on the network, like my other show, Hands on Wellness. I love to share different tips and tricks that's going to help you get a better grasp on your personal wellness. Just go to twit.tv/how and subscribe now.